for 2 weeks over the summer, of course, if you can think back then, as we look back at 2014 on the Sports Hour, the last Sports Hour before Christmas, of course, and the new year, we were glued to the television in the newsroom here at BBC Radio Solent, cheering on our local athletes in the Commonwealth Games. We'll be hearing from silver medal winning sprinter Bethy Woodward a little later in the programme. But first, joining us in the studio live, another star of Glasgow 2014, this time in the gymnastics.
That's the cheer that says England are gold medalists in the women's team event, their first team gold for some 20 years. Rebecca Downey, Hannah Whelan, Ruby Harold, Claudia Fragapane and Kelly Sim. It's England the champions, Australia win silver, Wales will have that historic first ever bronze.
Yes, Fareham gymnast Kelly Sim is with us, gold medalist in the team event at the Commonwealth Games. How did that sound listening to that, Kelly?
Oh, that was amazing. It seems so long ago now, but it was only, a couple of months ago, and it was just the most amazing experience to be competing at the Commonwealth Games and to win that gold medal. It was amazing.
How long did it take to sink in then?
Oh, even now, I don't think it's fully sunk in, but I mean, I think just going home, when we got back to normal and then realising, what we'd done and watching the video, I think that's when it really started to sink in.
Now, your speciality at the moment is the vault, isn't it? And that there's some people listening, me included in that, who aren't really gymnast experts, who were thinking, I remember doing that. It was like a leapfrog over a box at school. It's not that, though, is it?
No, it's got a bit harder now. So we ran from a 25-metre run up to, and there's a box thing, which is the vault at the end of it.
Yeah.
And my vault at the moment is called a Yuchenko double twist, so I do a round off onto the springboard and then a backflip onto the vault, so the vault's behind me. And then you have to block on the vault and you do a straight somersault and then two twists within that.
A double twisting Yuchenko, you said?
Yes.
Crikey. You can do one of those, can't you, Adam?
Every day. Do you know what's staggering is that we watch you do it all and we don't watch you fall off and get it wrong.
Yeah.
And we don't watch all that. So how tough is it when you are training for that? How hard is it physically?
Well, it's so tough. I mean, we train so much. I train about 30 hours a week. So it's a lot of training. And a lot of it, especially when you learn it, it's kind of like trial and error. You kind of have to, you do a lot and you fall on your head, on your back. You fall everywhere until you basically get your spatial awareness, until you understand the technique of the skill. And then obviously it gets easier, but it's millions of repetitions and it does take a lot.
That must hurt a lot though when you fall. I guess landing on a vault is not a pretty thing to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have lots of pits and mats at the gym. So obviously we start onto the pits and we have mats around and our coaches can stand in, and then it's kind of just bravery to kind of just try that first one, really.
How do you decide then on your speciality? I mean, is it a case of trying lots of different things and what feels the most comfortable, or do you take advice on what you think you're going to be good at?
We have to train all four events. We have the vault, the bars, the beam and the floor. I think it's just your most natural one, which comes most easiest, I guess. At the moment, that vault kind of clicked with me and it's a really high difficulty vault. So at the moment, that is my speciality, but I'm also working really hard on the others because I do want to be an all-round gymnast, and hopefully in years to come, I can prove that I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Commonwealth Games, you've just given us a taste, but really, what do you remember of it? What will you take from it, the experience of being part of a bigger team, being such a multi-sport event?
Yeah, I mean, that was my first multi-sport event, and we stayed in the village, so it was the athletes' village, and it was amazing. I couldn't have imagined how good it was being there. Was a massive food court, and there was everyone's
that's where I'd be.
Everyone's countries had their own little section, so you all stay in a house with all your teams, and just seeing everyone in their kit and walking around in the village, it was honestly amazing.
Mm. How have you dealt with stepping up to the senior world stage then? Is it more nerve-wracking?
Yeah, it was. The arena was massive. There was so many people in it, and it was a bit daunting knowing that we're at the Commonwealth Games, but our coaches were prepared for it. We had a lot of trial events leading up to it, so we were ready and we knew our routines. So. Mm.
Do you big crowds cheering GB on, cheering England on, Scotland, whoever.
Yeah.
Do you notice it, or are you that zoned in that you just, at the time, it just seems surreal? What is it like?
Before you go up, you kind of notice it, and I really like it when it's loud. I think that really helps. But once you start, once you present, you can't hear anything. You block it out until you land, really. But yeah, I love the big crowds. It really helps.
Mm. Do you get training for dealing with big crowds like that, and when to focus and how to focus?
A little bit. We kind of have people there to tell us what to expect and how to kind of cope, but they just tell us to block it out. We just have like keywords we have to think about as we're going through our routines, and that's all we have to think about.
Well, what keywords?
It depends on the skill.
You can repeat them.
It's kind of just little things, yeah. Just like focus and like stay tight and just little different keywords for different elements. Yeah. Really.
Just phrases that keep you
in
the moment. Okay, what about the World Championships then? What was that like?
Yeah, that again was a totally different experience. That was in China, so the whole atmosphere, the culture was completely different. But yeah, that was amazing. That was a massive, massive competition with all the best gymnasts in the world. So getting to experience that was amazing.
Mm. Mm.
And since we last spoke to you, you've started uni as well, haven't you?
Yes, I started uni in September at Solent. So
how's that been?
Yeah, it's been really good. It was hard at the start. I came in after missing a month because of the World Championship. So
it's a good excuse, really. Yeah. It's better than a letter from your mum, isn't it?
I know. So yeah, that was a lot of work to kind of catch up on. But yeah.
So what
really
are you studying?
Like sports science.
Okay.
It's got to be.
And how are you juggling the two? Sorry, Adam, how are you juggling it?
It took a while. I had to speak with a lot of the teachers and they kind of... moved my timetable around a bit, so I have to like jump into different lessons, and sometimes I record my lectures when I'm at training. So, yeah, but it works well. I like it.
I was actually thinking it's probably easier at university than it is at A levels, because I don't reckon you've got such a strict curriculum at university. I'd have thought possibly times are more flexible, aren't they, with university learning?
Both of my college and university have been so supportive, so I've been able to juggle it all the time, really. But yeah, no, they are really good.
Mm.
Looking ahead then to 2015, what are the main targets that you've got in your head?
Next year we have the European and World Championships. There's also the World Junior Games, which I'd love to do. So just kind of pushing on and hopefully being able to make the team for them, really.
Yeah, and being a junior, how long you got left then to be a junior? Can't be a junior for much longer, surely.
Well, I'm a senior. In gymnastics, we turn senior when we're 16. So.
Right. I thought you said World Junior Championships this year.
Oh, Uni Games.
So. University Games. Yes. World University Games.
Yes.
Right, OK. That's your colloquialism. Going to take Christmas off?
Well, I've got Christmas Day and Boxing Day and then New Year's Eve and New Year's Day off.
That's it.
Oh, a whole 4 days.
Wow, that's commitment, isn't it? That is commitment.
What are you doing? You're at home with the family, are you?
Yes, yeah.
Fantastic. Kelly, we're wishing you all the very best for 2015.
Oh, thank you very much.
And come back and see us soon.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations on what you did this year as well. Brilliant.
Thank you.